Welcome to Making America Strong Again, the only program dedicated to inspire you and to inspire a nation with stories of American exceptionalism and national restoration. Join fellow patriots as we rediscover our past, reignite our future, and celebrate America now.
Well, welcome to Making America Strong Again. My name is Steve Olds, and it's my honor to host this program from Patriot Mission's home base in Vero Beach, Florida. This radio program is reaching a national audience through our iHeartRadio network and can be downloaded each week at patriotpodcast.com. For those of you who tuned into our Maiden Voyage program, you may recall that one of the ways we're making America strong again is by implementing the National Restoration Project. Our dream is to lead Americans to rediscover the shining city on a hill. Today, I'd like to focus on one key word in this powerful idea, which is the word lead. More specifically, we're going to explore one element of what must be present in you and me in our individual lives if we're to successfully lead fellow Americans in this national effort to strengthen a weak economy, to unite a divided America, and rekindle fading national pride. Do you find it interesting how people respond to certain challenges? Oftentimes, when asked to consider leading an initiative at work or perhaps at a church or a service organization, many people freeze up. In their mind's eye, they look in the mirror and they don't see a leader who can influence others. They immediately see all the warts and flaws of the person standing in the mirror. And sadly, they decline the opportunity to step up. They may have all the right skills, but they lack confidence. What makes some people want to lead and others back down? There are libraries filled with amazing books and stories of phenomenal leaders throughout the ages. Matter of fact, when I went online this morning and searched the term leadership, 106 million results popped up, with certainly terabytes of supporting data available at my fingertips. Now, you can read case studies. You can learn the characteristics and decisions that good and bad leaders in history have possessed. But let's look at something a little more simple than that. What's the intangible feeling inside you that causes you to stand up when there's a need for a leader? Maybe it's the stirring in your spirit when something needs to be handled at work, or perhaps it's more serious. How do you feel when one of yours is threatened? Have you ever been in that scenario before? What is it in your gut that causes you to stand in the gap for a person, a cause, or in our case, a nation whose founding principles are under constant assault from multiple sources, both foreign and domestic? In its most simple terms, we call it the warrior spirit. Do you have the warrior spirit? How do you know? Have you ever had an experience when you were faced with a dilemma that required you to stand up and go against what was popular? What made you do the right thing? No matter where you live in the United States, if you look around, you'll see circumstances that are insidiously encroaching on our way of life. The entertainment industry, media, and even government agencies are beginning to boldly tell us what we need to think, how we have to act, and even more scary, which words we can and cannot use. So how does this square with our unalienable rights to pursue life, liberty, and happiness? I think it's safe to say there is a time in every person's life when we'll be faced with circumstances that require us to take a stand. The question is, what will you do when it's your time? It really depends on what you believe. Obviously, this is a topic that can go for hours, but I want to zoom in on two specific groups of people who embody the warrior spirit: battlefield and marketplace warriors. Battlefield warriors are those individuals who raise their right hand and volunteer to serve in the armed forces of the United States. These are men and women who choose to make themselves available to go into harm's way in order to protect our country and to take a stand against evil in the world. They don't choose the fight. They prepare to serve when called, ultimately, by our commander-in-chief. What must be in the heart of a man or a woman who loves our nation and their fellow citizens enough to write a blank check that's payable with their lives? Think about that. If you've been a battlefield warrior, or perhaps you are one right now, we salute you, and we thank you for your service. Perhaps you've served, but didn't actually engage in combat. In our book, you're still a battlefield warrior because you volunteered to serve when called. And no matter what your job, your rank, duty station, or time of service, you have the warrior spirit. Despite how Hollywood may glorify or demonize those who serve in a far-off land, those who have had to face enemy fire understand that it is a daily challenge to stand and embrace our warrior spirit. In combat, there are untold challenges that push you to the limits, limits that only God knows. For those of us who have fought and returned safely, it makes it even more meaningful to have known heroes and their families who have been injured or been killed in action. Even after we leave active duty service, our oath of office never leaves us. So what do battlefield and marketplace warriors have in common? The answer is pretty simple. It's the warrior spirit. And it's a very interesting phenomenon when you study it. Having been blessed with the honor of military service and combat, as well as entrepreneurial service in the marketplace for the last several decades, there are a number of similar attitudes and passions that reside in both battlefield and marketplace warriors. For example, and this certainly is not an exhaustive list, marketplace warriors must have a clear objective. They must know what their resources are. They must understand teamwork, and they absolutely must know what victory looks like. Otherwise, it's likely they'll get on their entrepreneurial horse and ride off in every direction. And how productive is that? Believe me, I've tried it. It's really not that much fun. The entrepreneur is on the front line doing their absolute best to create a profitable business, to fulfill the dreams of their customers, their employees, and eventually their families. Marketplace warriors have families who must often sacrifice for their mission. Their families are usually in the background trying to stay focused on keeping the home fires burning. Sadly, when you understand the statistics of the number of small businesses that crash and burn, the ones that get hurt the most are at home. So what does it take to become a successful marketplace warrior? Well, it starts with a decision. And it's a decision that needs to be in pursuit of a dream, not simply to make a buck. Because if your only objective is to make a buck, you won't last. There are plenty of ways to make money. And as a matter of fact, when you study the statistics of entrepreneurship in America, there are a lot of falsehoods out there. The reality is most entrepreneurs, even after 10 years in business, if they stay alive for 10 years, make an average of 35% less than they would have had they stayed in their job before firing their boss and going to work for a lunatic, as Mr. Gerber would say. So when you make a decision to pursue a dream, it's got to be something that will get you up in the middle of the night, that will keep you focused on something that drives your passion and also is in line with your integrity and your family and your future. There also comes a line that you have to draw. Some might call it a line in the sand. It's very analogous to the battlefield warrior. You've got to make decisions. There are going to be times in the marketplace when you're challenged. Do I increase my profit? Or do I hold the line and serve my client? There's a lot of opportunities, especially when you're a solo entrepreneur. And 72% of all small businesses in America are single-person operations. That challenge creates an opportunity that is born out of a lack of accountability. So you have to know where your line is before you start. And you also have to have a long-term view. In other words, these myths of overnight successes are just that, they're myths. And we're going to have a discussion in our next segment about what it means to succeed over time. What it's like to become an overnight success after a couple of decades of incredibly painful, hard, difficult work. Except the vast majority of the marketplace has no earthly idea what a marketplace warrior goes through, or even more, what her family goes through on the way to that success. So here are a couple of things that a marketplace warrior has to consider. We have to get an education, preferably from a wide variety of success sources. That could be mentoring, it can be study, personal study, it could be case studies, it can be working for other successful entrepreneurs. We've got to build our personal leadership skills. We've got to understand money big time. That's a great way to choke as an entrepreneur, because revenue does not equal profit. You also have to understand how to develop intellectual property. That is what your gift happens to be for you, and how to leverage that in the marketplace. You've got to focus on teamwork and serving others, not serving yourself. When you serve other people and you understand business, you win. And finally, you have to focus on building a profitable small business and understanding the mechanics of how it operates. And we can all learn and apply lessons from successful entrepreneurs all across America who are passionate about serving their clients and creating lasting success. In our next segment, we're going to hear from a woman who is a top performer in the real estate industry, a lady who moved to this town with few contacts, but she had a dream. She had a dream to be successful. You'll want to stay tuned and hear how Kelly cultivated her warrior spirit and how the fruit of her commitment is impacting the community, her clients, and most importantly, her family. It's a powerful story, and it doesn't matter what industry you're in. It doesn't matter where you are in your life. It's a story that you're going to want to listen to. So hang with us for a few minutes. We'll drill down, and we'll have some fun. We'll be right back.
Making America Strong Again is brought to you by Patriot Mission. To learn more about national restoration, get free resources at www.makingamericastrongagain.com.
Hi, this is David Brooks, host of Retire for Real Radio. Join me right here on WAXE Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m., where we'll tackle all topics: retirement, healthcare, Social Security, taxes, annuities, anything to deal with your retirement and financial stability, we'll discuss it here. Look forward to seeing you Saturday.
At Surf Pro of Vero Beach, no job is too big and no question is too small. So when fire, water, or mold damage strikes your home or business, call on Surf Pro of Vero Beach at 772-770-0501. That's where you'll find a team of specialists that's faster to any size disaster. So when the things that matter most are on the line, make sure Surf Pro of Vero Beach is too by calling 772-770-0501. That's Surf Pro of Vero Beach, helping make fire, water, and mold damage like it never, ever happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
Today's broadcast is brought to you in part by Center for Advanced Eye Care. Five eye doctors that genuinely care about your eye care. Dr. Brannigan, Dr. Kadadade, Dr. Schnell, Dr. Katz, and Dr. Mallon. Center for Advanced Eye Care. Do you want advanced eye care? I do, and I want the best for you, too. Center for Advanced Eye Care.
Did you know that Indian River Walk-In Clinic was voted Indian River County's favorite urgent care 2 years in a row by readers of the Hometown News and Vero's Voice magazine? Well, it's true. Indian River Walk-In Clinic is the best urgent care walk-in clinic in the county. Why? Because in surveys, 95% of our patients say they were happy with their last visit. Here's what some of them had to say about Indian River Walk-In Clinic.
This was my first visit, and I would highly recommend you to others. I was so happy I chose this clinic. Love the doctor and the doctor's assistant. They were great with my kids. I had a very satisfying experience with your clinic.
It's official. Dr. Elman, Dr. Carrera, Todd, Abaco, Rebecca, and Indian River Walk-In Clinic's friendly, attentive medical staff are Vero's favorites. Visit them, and you'll see why. Indian River Walk-In Clinic, Miracle Mile Plaza, open 7 days a week. They'll make you feel better.
Welcome back to Making America Strong Again, the program dedicated to inspire you and to inspire a nation with stories of American exceptionalism and national restoration. Once again, here's your host, Steve Olds.
Well, welcome back. It's great to have you. And in this segment, we've got a phenomenal conversation that's about to take place. And I know it's phenomenal because Kelly and I have known each other for quite some time. Kelly Fisher is a top real estate agent in the Treasure Coast of Florida. But more than that, she's an entrepreneur. She's a visionary. She sees things differently than most people in the world. So, Kelly, I'd like to welcome you to the program.
Thanks for inviting me, Steve.
It's good to have you here. It's kind of funny. I was having a conversation earlier in the week about my transition out of the Air Force, and part of that had to do with the real estate business. I was in the middle of flying in a simulated combat environment. I was upside down on my back taking a simulated shot on somebody, and I was thinking about a real estate contract because I was being mentored by an amazing real estate guy up in Virginia, Dan Belke, and it was a really phenomenal scenario. I said, this is a time to hang the flight suit up before you run into somebody. So I have a fond place in my heart for real estate. So, Kelly, it's great to have you here. And in the time that we have here, I'd like to really drill into your little bit of your background and how it is that you developed the warrior spirit in the world of real estate. So why don't you tell us a little bit about how it all has come together for you?
Well, Steve, the warrior spirit kind of came about a lot from all of the reading I've done over the years, marketing and sales books, and just my experiences in dealing with people. But more than anything else, I would say the coaching and training that I've received has taught me that it's actually a responsibility that I have to the marketplace that I work in to be the person who's out there telling the truth, being the aggressive agent, being the agent who is doing the things that the other agents aren't willing to do, and doing things against the grain. Because if I don't do my job at the highest level and serve people and meet their needs and be passionate about that, then they might end up with an agent who doesn't have those same beliefs as I do. Someone who, as you mentioned earlier, is only in it for the money. And in a way, if I don't do my job, I've failed the consumer, even if I haven't met them.
You know, and that's an interesting point because part of the challenge, especially when you're a top performer, is that there are, I don't know if you ever been to a crab feast?
No.
In Maryland, growing up, we'd get a bushel of crabs, sit on the beach. But before the crabs are cooked, they want to climb up out of the bushel.
Oh, where everybody's pulling them down.
Yeah, and the other crabs
you have
are
to
saying,
do it slow.
No,
you have to boil the water slow.
That's right. You're going
to
hang out with us.
Right.
So in what you're talking about here, there's a bunch of folks that are pursuing whether it's real estate or different business opportunities. And when they see top performers, a lot of times their objective is not to learn. Mm-hmm. Their objective is to take you out. Now, that's another challenge for a warrior because how you respond to that is a pretty challenging scenario. How do you deal with it?
It's interesting because I've watched prior to coming to Florida how top producers in my former market were always under attack. And when I arrived in Vero Beach and climbed my way to the top of the real estate world here in this town, suddenly I had a target on my back because here's this newcomer. And just in 2 or 3 years, I was on top. And I saw how everyone, like you said, was trying to pull me down and taking pot shots. And now with social media, there has even, believe it or not, been a little bit of cyberbullying amongst agents towards me, which has been really interesting as someone approaching 50 years old. But it gives you a totally different perspective on things. And it actually has made me have to almost take on a side PR campaign to engage and create likability with my fellow agents just to avoid that and dispel these rumors or notions or misconceptions of what a top producer actually looks like.
So what you're really doing is you are playing the role of a leader in your industry. You're teaching. You're sharing knowledge with no necessary direct benefit to you because it serves the community. Because you don't have to do that. You could fire back and you could go on your own social media rants. That wouldn't be very productive, but some people choose to go that direction. But you don't. You actually invest the time to serve others.
Absolutely. It's one of the things that I believe it's part of my responsibility to give back. There have been so many people over the last, say, 12 years that I've been really aggressively being a real estate agent. Back in New York, I was more of a mom and part-time real estate agent, that have poured into me, taught me, shared secrets with me, tips and tricks, and exposed me to things I was never exposed to before. And so I really enjoy doing that for other real estate agents. In fact, we are always recruiting and hiring, looking for people who don't want to conquer the world financially quite yet, but who do want to learn and who do want to serve. And I'll tell you, Steve, they're not easy to find.
You know, it's interesting. You and I have had this discussion over the last several years, and playing the role as a mentor, you've offered to be a mentor to individuals that want to learn, to actually want to become an apprentice. The psychology in America right now doesn't necessarily play out that way. People are not patient. They think the myth on television is true. They can be rich tomorrow afternoon. They don't really want to work that hard. So it's very interesting that you've gone through that process and still find it difficult as a top producer to find people who would say, I'd love to learn from you. And by the way, if somebody does want to find that out, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
If someone truly is of that learning spirit and wants to get involved in a business that can be so rewarding in so many ways, I would love for them to call me. My number is 772-321-6397.
You know, it's interesting, Kelly, because obviously we're speaking to a national audience. And you, even though you're operating primarily in a geographic region, you play on a big stage. You've gone off after big conversations around the country. Tell us a little bit about the way you see marketing.
Well, it's interesting because it's all about connecting with people. I mean, in fact, next week I'm going to San Diego, which is one of my favorite cities in the world, to meet with a large group of probably the top agents from around the country, and all of whom are similarly minded, want to share what they're doing in their businesses to help each other grow, lift each other up, and the truth, and also get to meet Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And it's just such a great time. So I get to mix. It's such a blessing to have my business and personal and friendships be combined. The now, truth is, the friends that I meet in these places are probably the best friends that I have.
And, of course, they came knocking on your door and said, hey, Kelly, we'd like to help you.
Absolutely. And that's the thing. When people like this say, hey, we want to bring you into our network based on your reputation and your track record of success, how do you say no to that?
That's right. And then when they knock on the door, you step up, you pay your own way, you're reinvesting your capital into your development, into your personal leadership, into taking the market by storm.
Absolutely. It's funny. I look at sometimes the my staff's faces when they see the commission checks, but sometimes what they don't see is, you know, they're seeing what's coming in, but they don't see what's going out. You know, for me to go to San Diego for 2 or 3 days, I mean, you're talking a couple $1,000s, but to me, it's worth it.
That's right.
Because it's growth, and it ultimately benefits the clients.
And one of the reasons that I want to talk with you on this show is that you're a big proponent of radio. You've done a lot of work. You've had a lot of advertising on the radio, and some people think radio is passé. What's your experience been?
Well, I don't know if you know this, but I had a show of my own several years ago.
I didn't know that.
I did. I had a radio show of my own here in Vero Beach. It ran for about 2.5 years. It was with a fellow by the name of Neil Stannard, and he's since deceased. Great guy. And we just had a blast, and we talked every Saturday morning for half an hour about various real estate topics. And it went, like I said, it was great, but then it just got to a point where I said, you know what, I'm kind of boring myself, so it's time to get on to something else. And you know, but that was a stepping stone into just other things that I'm doing now.
But you're studying. You never quit being a student. You're looking at top performers in the industry, not just in the real estate world, but you're also studying marketing. You're studying business. You're getting around people that are top performers in lots of different places, aren't you?
Well, I do that a lot of ways, yes. Physically going to events, but also I'm such a multitasker. Reading, listening to Audible, great sales trainers, going to Anthony Robbins events, one of my favorites, all of these things, it's all just to continue that growth.
One last time, how do we find you?
772-321-6397.
Thanks, Kelly. It's great to have you here. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Steve.
Making America Strong Again is brought to you by Patriot Mission. To learn more about national restoration, get free resources at www.makingamericastrongagain.com.